Hello, and welcome to Love's Curriculum. I am your host, Jenny Hogg Ashwell, and your guide on this journey to awaken to the love that connects all. As a bridge for the High Council, which includes Jesus, the Archangels, and other light teachers, I look forward to joining with you to uncover your soul's divine purpose and ignite love in the world. It is time to join in the awakening. Hello, and thank you for joining me today. I am Jenny Hogg Ashwell, and I am so excited to be hosting here the first ever Love's Curriculum radio show, and I thank you for joining me today. And I have a sense that if you are here listening, that you are indeed a light worker and a love advocate who shares in a vision of a world where we create loving action, a world in which we are moving away from fear and into love, and that you as well feel that calling to bring light to the darkness and to show up and live your heart's purpose here and to help awaken the world to love. And I thank you. I thank you for your willingness and for joining me here today. Now, it's a big day for me and for the book Love's Curriculum, which this radio show is based upon. It's the book Love's Curriculum, Messages of Enlightenment, and it is now a bestseller on Amazon. I am so excited. Its big book launch is today. So, and I want to give a big thank you out to Debbie Deschinger and her team who have been organizing this launch for me, as well as all of you on my dream team, those friends and family and clients and folks all over the world who have been helping today with the launch, with sharing words of Love's Curriculum, purchasing books, sharing posts. Thank you. It's working. The messages are getting out there to the world, which is my soul's assignment and biggest calling, to bring these messages that encourage us to remember our oneness and to remember your divine purpose and be able to live it in the world. So if you have not yet gotten your copy of the book, go there today on Amazon, and there are big specials. The ebook is only 99 cents today, and you can go onto Amazon and get your copy and check out the reviews. Amazing 5-star reviews on there of the way that Love's Curriculum is touching people's lives and helping them find comfort and connection and courage to shine and to be love in the world. So today, on this very first Love's Curriculum show, I am excited to introduce you to the High Council and to me, the scribe, as well as read some passages from the book and do a meditation out of the book. And at the end, nearing the end of our time together, we'll have some time to take calls. As a special here today, I'm going to connect to the High Council for you, and we will be taking callers. You can call in and ask a question of the High Council or ask for a mini message. So let's get going here. As I always like to do when I'm speaking to groups about Love's Curriculum, about my journey, I like to surrender it all to Spirit, that I be guided by Spirit, that my words be guided to your highest good and the highest good of all. And so I just ask that the Holy Spirit, that love, that light speak through me from my heart to yours today, and that we share in all the ways that we're meant to share here today for the highest good of all. And so it is. So, a little bit about the High Council. The High Council consists of Jesus, the archangels, and other light teachers who have gathered in the spiritual realm to assist us on our journey to awaken to love, especially now at this time of awakening on our planet, where we are facing somewhat catastrophic times, and the consciousness is beginning to shift, and we light workers are being called forward to really show up and make the difference that our souls are here to make. So they want us to know how loved we are. They want us to know that love is always. They want us to know that they are here guiding us, that we are not alone in figuring out and stepping into our purpose here. So that's the High Council. And a bit about me. Now, I have not always been a medium or an angelic intuitive or connected with the High Council or even knew that I had that ability. I was originally working as a lawyer in Phoenix, Arizona. And that was my first career. Although, even in my youth, I had this calling to save the world. And at that time, it felt like speaking about balance in one's life. And I went on to university in Berkeley and halfway through decided to study finance. And then, for lack of knowing really what I wanted to do, I thought going to law school would be a great idea. And it was a powerful learning for me, and I really enjoyed the learning, and it taught me a lot about empowerment and rights. And yet, it wasn't that I felt called particularly to that profession. It was more wondering what I wanted to do with my life and not really having an answer at that time. And it was on my very first day of work as a lawyer in a big law firm in Phoenix. And I remember the moment. It was a wake-up call for my soul. And it's, in a way, it was a mundane moment because I was just walking into the washroom. Nothing spectacular. And I heard in my mind and felt in my gut and this message that said, this isn't what you're meant to be doing. This isn't what your soul wants to do. And it was shocking or unexpected, I guess, but not troubling. There was a comforting feeling to it. There was a settling into, oh, right. And it was good to begin to remember that there was something else that my soul really wanted to do that was really calling to me. And so I began to, it was like a voice woke up inside me, a direction. And I was willing and I listened, and it took me to classes on angels and feng shui and medical intuition and using your intuition. And I discovered that I loved that work, that I felt naturally gifted with that work. And I began a spiritual and personal growth journey. And after three years as a lawyer, I quit being a lawyer. At that time, I was also going through a divorce, leaving an unhealthy situation, an unhealthy marriage, and eventually met another man from Canada and moved up to Canada. And I have been here ever since 1999. So in a way, I can identify with two different countries now, both Canada and the United States. And I continued. I have three children, and all through the years of raising them and still raising them, I have two teenagers in the house and a 10-year-old. So those with teenagers, you can possibly relate. Actually, it's going very well. And it was after... Well, through, I guess, 20 years, I've been continuing to do spiritual and personal growth, taking courses, taking training. I went back and trained as a transpersonal counseling psychologist, or in transpersonal counseling psychology. I earned a diploma, which allows me to work as a registered therapeutic counselor. And all along, I've just been learning more about me, more revealing my authentic path. And I feel quite grateful and blessed that in 2013 or 12, I actually, with the help of one of my teachers, she recognized and helped me remember that my soul is here to be a bridge to the spiritual realm. And at that moment, I felt the most seen I had ever been. I didn't even know that I was missing being seen. But as soon as she said the words, a bridge to the spiritual realm, I was in tears. And just my soul said, yes, that is it. And I continued to tune in to my angels and guides, which I did throughout the years through journaling to them. And soon learned of my assignment to scribe Love's curriculum for the High Council. And it was an incredible journey of stepping through fear. And there is a lot, I have included quite a bit in the preface and afterword and appendices to the book, Love's Curriculum, about my journey. I've included some of the dialogue with my angels and guides as I learned of my assignment. And I felt it was really important to share that to help it become, to know that I wasn't particularly different. I think we all have the ability to learn to connect. And in fact, Love's curriculum is very clear that part of its purpose is to wake up that ability within each of us to be guided by divine loving helpers who are just so excited. Your angelic soul team that is there with you always. And when we learn to ask, they can guide us and work with us. To remember, we're on the team with them. We're just the one here in a body doing the work here in this third dimension for now. So that's a bit about how I came to scribe Love's curriculum. And it was a process. I had never done anything like that before, other than learning to journal to my own angels. And I had a wonderful friend who guided me. And eventually, after I began to connect with my soul, the star child type soul that had this purpose, that I knew I had this burning purpose, and connected with the guides that seemed to be there with me, and they told me, you have an assignment. And then they showed me a vision of a book called Love's Curriculum. And so that was really, really powerful. And I feel, again, so blessed to have been able to be given that vision. And then it was a matter of saying yes. And it did. I had to step through the doubts that, who am I to do this? Or I've never done this before. I had fear come up of being seen as a medium, as a channel. I didn't even really understand what a channel was at that time. And the fear, even old ancient fears of being burned at the stake, for in our human consciousness, and especially women in the past and generations, people were killed for bringing forth intuitive gifts. But through friends and support and connecting with a powerful affirmation and my guides, I kept stepping forward. And eventually I sat down one day and closed my eyes at my laptop and said, what do you want me to write for Love's curriculum? And there I just started typing with my eyes closed, and they gave me the intro and a foreword. And then soon there was chapter one and chapter two and a formal introduction of who the High Council was that was guiding me. And eventually, through working together with the High Council, the finished beautiful Love's curriculum that I am so blessed and honored to share, and so excited that it is reaching the world now and reaching best-selling status on Amazon. And just, it's a beautiful to see this love coming into the world. So I'm going to read for you to start a little, the short introduction from the High Council, and you can get a taste of the book. This book is a message from the High Council above for your enlightenment and to assist you on your journey. It is time all remembered that we are one. This book can help. There are many that can help. Love's curriculum is the final say, in the sense that it is speaking the highest, ultimate truth of love and light and connection of all beings in love, home, all. Others are steps along the way. And even this one will meet you where you are and serve to be a step along the way. But know that it holds the truth within its pages. In its energy, it holds our power, the power of one, of Jesus and the archangels. It glows in purple and indigo and white golden light. It vibrates with your heart chakra and the opening of your crown. It is meant to fulfill you beyond measure. It is time. It is done. So be it. So, breathing in those words, it gives you a sense of the energy of Love's curriculum and its purpose. And right now, we will go to a short commercial break. And when we return, I will share with you the foreword for Love's curriculum. And then I will guide you in a beautiful meditation from chapter 8 in the book called the Heart of Jesus Meditation. So see you soon.
Do you hear a whisper in your heart? Feel your soul pulling you towards something more, something different, something more authentic that wants to express love and light in the world? If so, remember that no one gets there alone. It's time to open to the support you need to start living this purpose now. Visit lovescurriculum.com to learn more about Jenny's amazing 90-day mentoring program that helps you gain clarity, connection, and courage to start shining your heart and purpose in this world. An exciting adventure of remembering the love that connects all. Your nature as love, and the loving divine helpers who are guiding you to live your soul's divine purpose awaits you. The spiritual guidebook scribed by Jenny Hoag Ashwell, Love's Curriculum, Messages of Enlightenment, the High Council, provides this and so much more. Get your copy today at online retailers. And let Love's curriculum help open the doors in your mind, the windows in your heart and soul. Let it help awaken in you the memory of love. It is time. Your opportunity to immerse into love and higher consciousness happens every month online. Visit lovescurriculum.com to register for Jenny Hoag Ashwell's monthly Love's Curriculum Connection Circles, in which she acts as a conduit for the High Council to work with the group. Feel the love, the connection, and receive insights and healing on your path to awaken to love in these otherworldly, magical sessions. Register now at lovescurriculum.com.
Hello, welcome back, and I'm excited to share with you now the foreword from Love's Curriculum on this amazing day of its official book launch and it getting to be reach out to those that it's meant to reach out to. And again, if you haven't yet got a copy, buy it today on Amazon or gift it to someone you know if you already have one. And we do have the special going on at the moment, the 99-cent ebook. And now I'll share with you the foreword, which really is a longer introduction and the basis of the whole book, setting the stage for the chapters within. And this is by Jesus on behalf of the High Council. We are at peace, and soon all will enter into a greater peace. But for now, you must learn. You must learn how to love, how to remove the barriers to love. Love's curriculum can help. This is only one path. There are many. We have said that many times and in many ways, and it has come from many forms that we have taken. The truth of love is that it comes in many forms and speaks in many tongues and wears many different colored clothes, just as you appear to come in many different colors and forms. Here we speak of love in the name of God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. We are here to teach in this form. There are many forms. Not all will be called to our language and terms and definitions. But for now, we must use them, and it is okay. The curriculum comes in many forms, until one day all will meld into love. Just because one chooses one form and another chooses another form does not take away the ever power of love. So, to you who are reading Love's curriculum, remember that Jesus is a term, a symbol, and a name for divine love in the form that I represent, the form of the Christ consciousness, which, as I described in A Course in Miracles, is the divine expression available to all. Jesus is one name and symbol for divine love in form. There are many, many masters, many bringers of divine love, many who speak the same message of love, although in many different languages. In the end, they are all the same. Some may fear this statement, while others will wipe away the clouded mist of fear to see love shining and radiating behind all forms of divine love, all messengers of hope and wonder and oneness and love. They are guided by true righteousness that speaks of the soul of God in each one of us, in all living things united in a whole, with love being the source behind it all. They are seeing the truth that we are all vibrating in the ocean of love. This book has resonated with its scribe and her study of A Course in Miracles, and my desire to teach to those who wish to listen in this form and language. We wish to help those who are ours to help. It is one path. It is our path to teach. And Jenny has listened to the call of her heart to teach in this form and with this language as well. But we teach always with the knowledge and wisdom of universal truth. So please do not judge us for our form, just as we shall not judge others for theirs. We are one and headed all in one beautiful direction toward complete and utter expansion and explosion into love. For whom this is their path, enjoy. For whom it is not, go forever in peace fully into the heart of your path until one day we join in the heart and center of the everlasting universal home of God beyond all symbols and names and languages. We are the voice of the High Council. High meaning close to God. The High Council includes me, Jesus, and the archangels and other ministers of God. We work with many who are on our team, on assignment with us for the Holy Spirit, as we enlighten the world to love. We are in connection with the masters and all their true teachings. As well, we work and join with the High Counselors of other worlds. We are the leaders of the lightworkers everywhere. We are the leaders of the angels, the spiritual guides, and the masters still in form. We are one, and we are you. One day we join with you in the heart and home of God, all as one. For now, we appear a bit outside you, a bit removed, a bit more in form, so that we may guide and lead you and teach you and manage this team, this army of lightworkers for God. We are all part of this beautiful team, this army of love, but not an army in a cruel, harsh sense. Army as in a mass of energy and power for love and light, shining light across the worlds, planets, dimensions, and realms. And you too are asked to join and be a servant for light and love, a servant for God. Lightworkers and teachers that lead by example from their hearts, connecting their hearts across the globe and the grid, doing their part to awaken the whole, heeding the call of the Holy Spirit. And some may heed the call in a different form and voice, as we have said, but all are love and light. And each may have a specific frequency or flavor to the call and whom they work with, as we lay out in the chapters ahead. Each will have a specific calling and those to work with among the lightworkers not in form, as well as those in form. Some for the galactic team, some for the earthly team, and some assigned to the darkest depths, the lower world, where light is less present as of yet, seemingly less present, as the eyes are still more tightly shut. To them, God sends his strongest angels to hold the place for light, to hold the place marker, the torch that marks the place for love and marks the way to light and peace. The messages in Love's curriculum are meant to flood you with love and light and understanding and remembering. Read them with a surrendered, open mind, with lightness and grace. Whatever they are meant to do for you, it will happen. And it is all good. It is all love. Let us be with you here through the messages in Love's curriculum. We go with you as you read and explore our words, our wisdom offered here to you, our dear ones, our friends and fellow souls united on this journey of awakening to love, of bringing heaven to earth. Unite with us in love. And so it is. It is done. In love and peace, we look forward to working with and alongside you all. Each and every one of you is important to the whole. Remember now. Remember now as you read our words in Love's curriculum. We thank you for being here with us and making this journey together with us. I always feel like I have to take a big breath, whew, after letting those beautiful words of truth and enlightenment ring within me. Which brings me to an important point about the messages in Love's curriculum. The High Council speaks about, in the preface with me, how the words are really not for the intellect, they're for the heart and soul. And that was my experience as I had to read the book over and over as I was marking the correct punctuation, deciding where commas needed to go, because I didn't often get commas when I was channeling the book or scribing it. And as I read it over and over, something was shifting inside me. I just felt different. And I've heard from others that that's been the case too, to get out of your own way and not focus on the mind when you're reading, but to let it resonate with your heart and soul. And I would like now to guide you into our hearts as we do the meditation of knowing you are love. It's also called the Heart of Jesus meditation, and it's in chapter 8 of Love's curriculum. And chapter 8 is called Knowing You Are Love, and it's Jesus' voice speaking in this chapter, and he's the one guiding us on this meditation. So if you are in a safe place where you can close your eyes, so if you're wanting to sit with both feet on the ground is a good way, or perhaps in a cross-legged style, or laying down on the floor or a bed. But if you are on the move then you'll have to just keep your eyes open and do your best to connect with this. But even then, just let the words speak to your heart and to your soul. So let's just take a few breaths and just releasing, maybe making some sound on the exhale as you let go of the busyness here, as you let go. It's just midday here, so letting go of your morning and just coming present here. One more big breath. All right, now I will start. So again, this is Jesus speaking to you. Breathe in fully and completely, slowly, 3 times. See me, Jesus, standing in front of you, holding a heart before you in my outstretched hand. Concentrate on the heart that I hold in front of you. First, breathe it in with your eyes as they notice it. Then feel the breath drop to your heart. You are breathing the heart into your heart. Soon it moves right into your heart. Allow it to enter your heart center. It is the heart of Jesus, of Christ mind. Notice it feels fiery now. And let it expand to fill your whole body, this fiery heart. Now, tap into the quality of love that it entails. My love for you, Jesus' love, compassionate, forgiving, accepting. See me still standing there with you, in front of you. Now my outstretched hands holding yours, looking into each other's eyes, breathing together. Now let us meld into one. Notice there is a golden white light energy that is present between and around us as our form slips away. And we are joined in this golden white light. Keep breathing into this experience of formless light that we share. And now, breathe me right into your heart. Let me join in you. Notice any ego voice that speaks reasons that we cannot join, like arrogance, unworthiness, hearsay, and share it with me. Watch how the voice of ego loses its power as you state it and share it. And see, you can surrender to my request to breathe me into your heart. It is vital that you let me into your heart. It would be arrogant to refuse the love of God. And oh, how the ego wishes just that. Choose the voice for God here. Ask me and the Holy Spirit for help. Give up attachment to what it looks like. And do it for all. So, allowing yourself to still experience this connection with the heart of Jesus, with the golden white light, the fiery light of love, of Christ consciousness. And I'll read just a little more that Jesus shares here about the way in which we can use this meditation. Each is to take the heart of Jesus inside through the meditation. Then let it spread through his or her body and connect to the greater world through the practice of connecting with nature or meditation or whatever practice reminds one of the love behind the illusion. Each one is to live and walk in the world, remembering the truth of love, seeing with Christ's eyes, seeing the illusion through the Holy Spirit's guidance, through the heart of Jesus, through spreading that Christ vision through the heart of Jesus. Then you are living from the higher knowing of love and shining it out into the illusion. And watch as the illusion disappears and others' hearts are ignited. So that is another beautiful message in Love's curriculum about how our hearts connect when we connect in the true love that connects all, that our hearts are connecting in like a grid across and over the entire planet and world, and helping ignite other hearts and raising the vibration and raising our ability to connect with the spiritual realm and the loving helpers that are there to guide us. So there's much more in the book about that. And it's been exciting for me to have trusted and typed with my eyes closed the messages in the book. And then afterwards to do some research or hear from other sources as over the years of how the messages in Love's curriculum resonate with other teachings out there, that we can see the same messages showing up in many places, which is very exciting. One place that it reminds me of right here, right now, if you haven't looked into it yet, is HeartMath. There's the HeartMath Institute, and I believe it's heartmathinstitute.org. But they're actually studying how the vibration or heart energy in each of us connects with others and how it is also connecting and affecting Mother Earth. That's pretty cool stuff. It feels like the science behind what they're saying to us in Love's curriculum, and that's exciting to me. So we are going to take one more short commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to take a few callers. So I've got the number that you can call. It's 888-627-6008. And you can ask one question of the High Council or ask for a mini message, and I will let them speak through me to you. All right, we'll see you back soon.
Exciting adventure of remembering the love that connects all, your nature as love, and the loving divine helpers who are guiding you to live your soul's divine purpose awaits you. The spiritual guidebook scribed by Jenny Hogue Ashwell, Love's Curriculum, Messages of Enlightenment, the High Council, provides this and so much more. Get your copy today at online retailers and let Love's Curriculum help open the doors in your mind, the windows in your heart and soul. Let it help awaken in you the memory of love. It is time. An exciting adventure of remembering the love that connects all, your nature as love, and the loving divine helpers who are guiding you to live your soul's divine purpose awaits you. The spiritual guidebook scribed by Jenny Hogue Ashwell, Love's Curriculum, Messages of Enlightenment, the High Council, provides this and so much more. Get your copy today at online retailers and let Love's Curriculum help open the doors in your mind, the windows in your heart and soul. Let it help awaken in you the memory of love. It is time. Do you hear a whisper in your heart? Feel your soul pulling you towards something more? Something different? Something more authentic that wants to express love and light in the world? If so, remember that no one gets there alone. It's time to open to the support you need to start living this purpose now. Visit lovescurriculum.com to learn more about Jenny's amazing 90-day mentoring program that helps you gain clarity, connection, and courage to start shining your heart and purpose in this world.
Hello, we're back now and we have Debbie on line one. Can you hear us, Debbie?
Hi, Jenny.
Hi.
Thank you for taking my call. I'm calling you during your inaugural amazing show because I have really incredible news for you that's happening in the moment.
Awesome. This is Debbie.
May I share?
Please, I'll say this is Debbie who's been in charge of this amazing book launch. So please share.
Yes. So for anybody who's listening to Jenny's show, and I hope you'll tune in every week to listen to her amazing show, she has a book that has just come out called Love's Curriculum. And I urge everybody to go to Amazon and type in Jenny, H-O-G-G, Ashwell. And under the Kindle eBooks, please buy your own copy. And because it's only 99 cents today, you can also buy a print version, and it's so inexpensive. It's like one or two cups of coffee. Here's the amazing news. Jenny is officially an international bestseller. She is currently ranking number one in Canada,
Woo-hoo!
Number one in the United States, and 79 and rising in the UK. Drum roll, please.
Wow. That's amazing. So you guys are all hearing this at the same time I'm hearing this. I've got fireworks going off inside here. This is amazing.
I'm so thrilled. Oh. You deserve this so much. It's a beautiful, beautiful book with all these amazing channeled messages that we so need to hear from your high council. And I'm thrilled. And just so people know, this is going on. What I just said is not static. So these numbers are climbing. The sales are climbing. You want to get in today on Jenny's book, because after today it is not going to be 99 cents. It's going to go back to its regular price. But you want to get in, support this beautiful, amazing person in becoming an even higher, bigger international bestseller, and you can purchase this book in any country. So go for it.
Thank you so much, Debbie. I am so grateful.
I'm thrilled. And congratulations. I just wanted to call in during your amazing show and let you know the great news while it's happening.
Thank you. It's a beautiful surprise.
Okay, love. Yes.
Bye.
I'll see you on the other side. I'll enjoy the rest of your show. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. That's just amazing. Woo! Thank you. And thank you to all of those listening who have been supporting and spreading word. This is a dream come true for me. And when I got the message describe Love's Curriculum, I knew in my heart it was to go out, that I was to take it out in the world, and in a big way. And it's been a journey and continuing to step through. And it's with amazing support and love from friends and family and coaches and the High Council that I've been able to do that. So I feel very blessed and very grateful. And I see we have Allison now on line two. Can you hear me, Allison?
I can. Can you hear me?
I can. And are you wanting to? Yeah, are you wanting to ask a question or just get a mini message delivered to you?
Jenny, I wanted to ask if you could just give me a little bit of guidance from the High Council. I've just made a big change in my life. I've just sold my house, and I'm going to be doing some traveling, and I'm going to be focusing more on my spiritual practice, and I just wondered if you could give me some guidance from the High Council.
I will definitely tune in, Allison. That does sound like big things going on. So let me just take a few breaths here, and I will connect with them and let them speak to you. Well, Allison, we see you expanding. You are almost blossoming like a flower would be extending out this time of year. And we also wish for you to continue to carry within you the knowledge of your worth. So whether you are working currently or not, to remember as you go out on this adventure, your ultimate worth in whatever you do. Whether you are out there traveling and hiking and meeting people, and we see you as spreading love, like if you were in a love van out spreading love wherever you go. But we really wish for you to just continue to remember how valuable and how worthy you are and how much you have to offer. And even in the work that you do, that you touch souls, and to just, as you stretch and step out on this adventure, to know, one, that you are connected with us and with spreading messages of love and kindness, and to remember your worth and to carry that out to also help others remember their worth. So thank you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that message. It tells me I'm on the right path.
Good luck.
Thanks.
And we have Serge from Calgary on line one. Are you there, Serge?
Hi, Jenny.
Hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm so excited for your book launch. It's so great that it's being so successful.
Thank you.
I had a question for you and for the High Council today. I have a particular challenge at the moment, specifically pertaining unconditional love. I've been finding extending myself and extending love and being present to be fairly easy amongst like-minded people. My challenge is mingling, let's say, with people that are a bit more closed-minded. They might have the best of intentions, but their messages, shall I say, contain some fear. So my question is, how to best open up to those situations, and how to maintain my presence in those situations?
That's a beautiful question. So finding yourself closing instead in those situations?
I tend to find myself closing in those situations where I will almost mirror the other people, and I'm not able to stay open.
Okay. I will tune in here. We have a bit of an echo. Hopefully not all hearing that, but it won't stop us from tuning in. Dear Serge, we have the utmost and highest regard for your work and your situation. And we trust yourself that you're on the right path, that this is not really a stumbling block, but a necessary step as you open on the path of love, that it's a step that all must take. And it is a step into a calling in a higher awareness. So going beyond your limited ability to stay open, to transmit unconditional love. And opening to our greater love, to a greater expansive love of the Masters and the High Council and Jesus and Christ consciousness, of which you are a part as well, but to learn to connect your heart to ours so that in any situation, in a way, you have more power, more, not power in a negative sense or power over, but more power for love, more ability to stay open, as well as to let us send you love in those moments, so that as you connect to our higher love, you're also receiving our love and support in those moments. But again, to know it's a mastery level skill, and that you are on that path, and we have, again, the utmost love and support for you and regard for you. And just let this message ignite a memory of how to do that in your heart, that as you step forward, you will remember and be guided on how to expand in a way your container for love, to expand that which you're tapped into in those moments. And we thank you. We thank you for your love and your service here. And so it is.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
Thank you.
All right. Looks like those are our callers for the day. Beautiful. I'm just still feeling that connection with the High Council, and such a beautiful energy and such a heart-centered connection when I'm tuning in to those who are asking their question or for their message, and really, I just love that it's always about remembering our oneness. It's about remembering that you are connected with any being that seems to be outside of you, these higher beings who are helping us, that in truth, it is also a part of you and a part of the one mind. And so we have a few minutes, and what I'm going to do now is just channel a message to end here for the group. So I will let the High Council speak to the group from through me here for a few minutes, and then we'll close the show, this inaugural Love's Curriculum show. And I, again, thank you so much for being here. So I'm just going to take a few breaths and surrender this message to the High Council to speak through me. Dear beloved lightworkers, we are so overjoyed. We can feel your heart's presence. We can see all the little heart lights that we are reaching and tuning in. And we just love this mode of communication that lets us reach you anywhere and everywhere. It so echoes the truth that we are actually connected always, and that space and time are but an illusion. And so to just close your eyes, if it's safe to do so, and to breathe in to that knowing that there is no space or distance between us. And that indeed all the heart lights in each one of you, that as a collective, we are raising the vibration of this earthly realm, that we are raising the vibration of many worlds and realms that are all part of this lovely, amazing manifestation of love. And that as we awake again to the truth that we are love and loving and loved and guided, that we are shifting the world like a beautiful team for love, an army for love, and that it comes through remembering oneness and then taking action from there, that it comes from experiencing that you are love and loved and connected. And so right now we're just sending from our heart and from Jenny's heart out to each one of you. And may we collectively right now send out a wave of beautiful pink heart light love to each other, giving each other fortification and support, and sending it out to the world, to Mother Earth, to the stars, and the galaxies and worlds of which we are all a part. And with gratitude, we say thank you. And so it is. Oh, right. So wonderful to be here with you and to celebrate Love's Curriculums. Woo! I'm still just breathing in its success as being number one in its category in both the U.S. and Canada, and climbing in the United Kingdom. Just keep spreading that love. You are touched and know that you are a part of this change and this transformation on our planet from fear to love. And I honor you and I thank you for being here with much love. I will be here again in 2 weeks, same place, same time. And I look forward to connecting with you again then. Much love. Bye-bye. Tune in bi-weekly to Love's Curriculum for more inspiration and guidance from the High Council. And in the meantime, visit online retailers to purchase Love's Curriculum, Messages of Enlightenment. If you are wanting additional support and to join with fellow lightworkers and love advocates, then connect with me, Jenny Hogg-Ashwell, on Facebook by requesting to join my private group, Lightworkers and Love Advocates. There, I offer a loving, inspiring, supportive environment to help you step into your light and shine. And if you are ready to make this your year to truly discover and live your soul's divine purpose, visit lovescurriculum.com to learn about the path of love, live your divine purpose, a 90-day mentoring program in which I help you gain the clarity, connection, and courage to shine. I look forward to connecting with you.